Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you this week because we've got some Star Wars Weekends news for you. A brand new $100 gift card that we're going to be giving away to our listeners. So you'll want to stay tuned for information on how to enter to win that. We've got Tokyo news, and our infotainment segment this week is how to survive until your next trip to Disney. But Tony's going to kick it off first with some Sorcerer Radio stuff. Take it away, Tony.
Did you know that we are on Sorcerer Radio Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time? I bet you didn't. You can listen to the Stars and Mortar Car shows on Sorcerer Radio Saturday nights at 6 p.m., where you can hear Krista and myself doing our interview shows. So don't forget, Saturday night, 6 p.m., Sorcerer Radio. You can listen to them at srsounds.com. We also want to announce that we have a survey winner. Yes, the survey is finally over. It's dead. It's no more to be seen. We're not going to talk about it except for this. Our winner was Brianna. We sent her a $100 gift card, which was sponsored by April by Me, Vacations by Me. Right? April Vacation by Me, something like that. Right.
April at Magical Vacations by
That's
Me.
That's it. Krista wins the other half of that for remembering that. We got a lot of great stuff. I have to sort through the data now and then figure out what it all means and then how we can, start to make some exciting new things come your way. So give us a little time to process that. And next up, Krista's got some other contests that are coming up.
Yeah, so we want to thank everybody that entered the survey, because I know it was really long and we really appreciate your input and it's very valuable to us, and we're going to be putting a lot of your comments and suggestions into place. So thank you so much for that. Now this week we've got a brand new $100 gift card, and this one is sponsored by Shelly Wiley from Wishes Family Travel. Wishes Family Travel is your free professional concierge level personal service luxury travel agency for families. They are trained, traveled, trusted. It's who they are. Contact wishesfamilytravel.com to book your next Disney vacation. And here's what we're going to do. Shelly sent us a $100 gift card giveaway. So what we'd like for you to do is to visit facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And at the top, you will see a pinned picture of a little Shamrock Mickey gift card. And it says on there that all you need to do is in the comments section, put a picture of you and or your family showing your Disney side. And what we're going to do, we're going to randomly choose from everybody that sends photos and posts. You have to post it to that post on Facebook. And I believe, I don't think you have to be like a Facebook user to put a comment on a business page like this. So try it. Even if you're not on Facebook, go ahead and try it. If you're not able to enter this one for some reason, though, we've got more $100 gift cards coming, so you can participate in the next one. But this one right here is for facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Go ahead and put a photo on there. We're going to pick one winner this week, and good luck. We can't wait to see all your pictures.
And if you haven't, give us a like while you're there. We could always use that.
Yes.
And poke around the Facebook page, and, you know, if you see something interesting, give it a little click. See where it goes. You never know. Might take you someplace interesting.
And there's a link to Wishes Family Travel as well. If you want to click over there and give them a like, we would appreciate that, because, they donated the gift card. So as a little thank you, we'd love for you to click like on their page too. But you don't have to.
Yep.
None of that's required. We just want a photo of you and your families.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
All right. I can't believe this, but Disney has released the dates for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I think these keep coming early. As soon as they're just going to announce them after the party's over. You know, on your way out, they'll just give you, you know, a flyer to next year's.
For next event. Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're really coming very close to that. So let's start with Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, which will start for 25 nights. It'll start in September and run through November. The dates for September are September 15, 18, 20, 22, 25, and 27. Almost every day in October, we have 1st, 2nd, 4th, 6th, 8th, 9th, 12, 13, 15, 16, 18, 20, 22, 23, 25, 27, 29, and 31 in November 1st. I like that they go one day past that, you know? It's like that 11 on Spinal Tap. We're going to take the Halloween party to November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is planned for 20 nights starting in November and ending in December. It'll be November 8th, 10th, 12th, 13th, 15th, 17th, 19th, 20th, 29th. And then on December 3rd, 4th, 6th, 8th, 10th, 11th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 17th, and 18th. And please don't forget there are annual pass holder nights. There are DVC member nights. There are blackout nights for cast members, so make sure that you call early if there's a specific date you have in mind to make sure that your discount or you are allowed to attend on the night that you want. Vacation Club members have been offered discounts between $5 and $6 off on select nights. I've seemed to find that sometimes the DVC member is better than the AP discount. You may want to call and check and sometimes ask, you know, which discount is a little bit better. Are
yeah.
you going this year, Chris, to either one?
I'm not sure yet.
I think you are, because I'm going to tell you why. I came up with this grand scheme the other day with, I was scheming with my friends Robin and Robin. And we've decided that we should all go to the Halloween party on a specific night. And everybody gets dressed up as a Pixar character.
All right.
So everybody from Buzz to Woody to Al's Toy Barn Guy to, you know, Barbie to everybody. Just we're going to get all of our friends, their friends, my friends, everybody's friends. And we're going to have one giant Halloween party and get as many people in a Toy Story Pixar character as we possibly can. Does that sound like a great idea?
It sounds like a spectacular idea.
All right. That's the plan. So,
all right.
We'll let you all know right. when that's going to happen because it's going to be an awesome picture.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be like that character picture. Remember they did that last year? It was a hashtag.
That's right.
With all the characters.
120 characters. We should see if we could get 120 people.
And somebody can stand in front of Mike Wazowski like they did on the...
Oh, yeah. We should do that. I bet we can get 120 people. I know 120 people.
We have lots of time, so.
We're going to start to plan. All right.
Okay. I like it. Let's do it. Well, speaking of planning, we also have another event coming up, but it's much sooner. And this is the Epcot Wine Walk. And we are super excited about this. We're going to do it on Saturday, March 21st. And the suggested time to show up at Italy is 7:30 p.m. However, I'm looking at the Facebook page right now, and it looks like we've had 20 RSVP that they're going, 29 maybes, and that doesn't even count all the people that aren't on Facebook. So what might happen, we might end up having like 100 people at this meetup. And if that happens, everybody doesn't need to go ahead and like get in line at 7:30 because that'll take a long time. Just go and get your little wine passport whenever it's convenient for you. And then we'll all show up at 7:30 and you won't have to like wait in line right at 7:30 whenever, like if we all show up at the same time, there's going to be a big long line. So anyway, do with that information what you will. But the wine walk is going to be really, really fun. Nobody called me last week. I still need a sponsor for this event. I can't, we can't have a travel agent this time though, but if you know someone with a Disney related business or company that wants to sponsor the wine walk, we would love to have little gifts to give everyone and we'll include your business card. So give me a call, give me an email. Let me know if you want to sponsor the wine walk. Just see everybody there Saturday, March 21st. Meet us at Italy at 7:30. It's going to be awesome. And it's okay if you don't drink. It's okay.
So where do I go to get my wristband and sign up?
Well, it's not a wristband. It's just like a piece of paper that looks like a passport. Okay. And you can buy it in Italy. I think you can also buy it in other places in Epcot. Like, I think every stop on the wine walk is a place where you can buy your little passport. I'd have to double...
Okay.
I have to double check and make sure.
Is it one of the restaurants or is it at the one of the shops?
It's the shop. And the shop in Italy is called Italy Enoteca Castello. Castello.
Okay, so it's the shop on the right that sells the wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one. So yeah, get in line there and they'll give you a little passport and you can get your little stamps as you go around and taste the wine. And that little passport thing costs $20 plus tax. So bring $20 plus tax. We'll go to Italy and get our passports and then we'll walk around and taste wine or not. If you don't drink, it's okay. You just come with us. It'll be fun.
Okay. On March 25th and 26th, if you are a Ridley Pearson fan, pay attention because he's coming back to Walt Disney World, and you may not want to miss this. Krista, Beatrice, we know you too would be there. He's got several books, I believe, coming out, so be among the first to pick up two of his newest releases, The Kingdom Keepers, The Return. Book one is Disneylands and the Syndrome, A Kingdom Keeper's Adventure. So you can meet Ridley Pearson on March 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Once Upon a Toy at Disney's Downtown Marketplace or Disney Springs The Landing, however you want to call that. And then again on March 26th from 9 to 11 for you early risers at the Writer's Stop in Disney's Hollywood Studios. They will distribute wristbands. A wristband from the appearance location is required to meet Ridley Pearson and allow guests to get the two books signed. A limited number of wristbands will be available of the day of signing. Once the wristbands have been distributed, the line to meet Ridley Pearson will be closed. I think in the past I had some problems with even like Marty Sklar's book where there were more people than there was time. So this way they're just going to distribute the wristbands. If you have one, you can get a book, you can get it signed, and that'll be that. There'll be no other people standing in line. So I would assume for the studio one, which is going to start at 9, you're probably going to have to get there early because people are going to be lined up way before that. And the same thing if you're going to go downtown, I would get there probably an hour or two beforehand. To make sure that you're in line to get your wristband, because I have a feeling this event is always very popular, is it not, Krista?
It is, yes. And I didn't know the rule before for the Marty Sklar one. I thought you were supposed to get there at 9, and by 9 o'clock the line was already like 2 hours long, so be early.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. We'll have to have Ridley back on the show to talk about these books and tell us a little bit more about them.
Yeah, we should. Like, before these events, we need to all get in touch with them. Let's have them on the show. Okay, so next up, we have some really cool stuff from Disneyland in California. Thank you, Randy. Randy's at faithinthemagickingdom.com. Be sure to visit him there. Check him out. Buy his book. He's so awesome. He sends us news from Disneyland because he lives close by every week. So thank you, Randy, for this. So here's what Randy says. It's been a while since I talked about the gourmet apples, but this is a very good month for them. The first is inspired by St. Patrick's Day. It's dipped in caramel and robed in sweet milk chocolate, decorated with green sanding sugar and yellow jelly beans, topped with a marshmallow hat. We also get the reintroduction of March's triple chocolate gourmet apple, which has been the number one favorite among Disney Parks fans for the past 2 years. And this chocolatey confection has been dipped in creamy caramel and robed in sweet milk chocolate, rolled in a mixture of semi-sweet chocolate chips and white chocolate chips, and drizzled with milk chocolate, as well as dark chocolate and white chocolate. You get them all in this one. Randy says, by the way, I don't report on merchandise stuff in general, but in case anyone's interested, this year's brand new St. Patrick's Day pin features Jessica Rabbit. How about that? And then next up, the Disney Egg Extravaganza is back at the Disney Parks. And he says, you know, we'll probably be giving the overall details. But the Disneyland Resort specifics are the map and stickers can be purchased for $4.95 plus tax at Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland Park in various locations. recommendations. And finally, we have a new detail about one of the 60th anniversary offerings. Neil Patrick Harris will co-host, along with Mickey Mouse, the new version of World of Color, which is called World of Color Celebrate the Wonderful World of Disney, when it debuts for the 60th anniversary celebration in May 2015. Neil Patrick Harris will host by being prominently featured in video presentation during each World of Color showing. That guy is such a rock star. He's going to be in World of Color. Randy says, that's it for this week. Thank you so much, Randy, for sending that over. Also, I'm holding a little impromptu extravaganza meet. It's not an official Disney Parks podcast event, but if you want to come, it's March 29th. We're going to meet around 10 o'clock for the Disney little extravaganza here in Epcot. If you want to come do the little egg hunt with me, I know I'll be there. I don't know if Tony's coming, but you're more than welcome. So that's that. What else we got, Tony?
Let's see, what else? There have been some pictures floating around of the new Magic Kingdom viewing areas for parades and fireworks. And, you know, it's interesting that they're doing this. It's interesting that they're doing it, and it's interesting that they're calling it, you know, specifically viewing areas for parades and fireworks. I think these areas can be used for other things. If they put some benches, be a nice place to sit and just, you know, people watch, but there are no benches, so we can't do that. But from what I saw from the pictures, and I'll be there this Friday to get a closer look, but the areas really look nice. They have these gorgeous fountains. They have these nice little patches of area where I've already seen people kind of laying or sitting and kind of eating their Casey's lunch or having their ice cream and things like that. So I'm really hoping that this will kind of give it more of that park feel that I think it's been missing. You know, when it's all done, I think it's all going to be for the better. I know there's been a little, you know, uproar about, you know, them ripping the hub apart, but I think it's for the better. I think we can get something interesting. What I'd like to see when it's done is, I know they're going to open up this additional exit right by the Plaza restaurant, and it'll be interesting to see how they do that and still make it fit with the Main Street vibe. Have you seen this yet, Krista, in person?
I have not. Not yet. Mm-hmm. But hope to very soon.
You can also get a fast pass for these locations. The fast pass is called Main Street Plaza Gardens, and it will be the area adjacent to the Crystal Palace, because I don't believe the other side is completely finished and open yet. So if you do get a fast pass for the fireworks or the parade, look for something that's called Main Street Plaza Gardens. And this will be the area that's adjacent to the Crystal Palace, right near Casey's as well. It's Casey's and Crystal Palace. You'll be able to see it. If you've been there before, you'll know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about something that they're doing for Star Wars weekends now. And they have something called the Galactic Gathering event. This will start on Thursday, May 14th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. This package called the Galactic Gathering is $250 per person and includes the following. You will get either a Rebel or Empire graphic magic band. You'll be able to choose which one you want when you register. You'll get a commemorative trading pin, a Lightspeed Pass, which expedites your entry into Darth Maul for all five Star Wars weekends, so not just a weekend, but all five. You will have the first opportunity to pre-purchase select 2015 Star Wars weekends merchandise, and this will probably be the stuff that they know is going to sell out. You'll also be able to get a personalized Arbesh name tag, that's the little Star Wars name tag with your name on it, a D-Tech phone case, a Dunenberg handbag, a Galactic Gathering Disney gift card, and a graphic magic band limited edition pins and vinylmation. You'll also have the first opportunity to purchase new designs of Star Wars themed Disney gift cards and a Han Solo inspired bucket popcorn with the popcorn. So they're not cheaping out for that $250. They're going to give you that popcorn. Yeah, I want to make sure for $250 I get that popcorn. There'll be some other things that'll go with that, which I'll just post in the show notes. Tickets for this went on sale March 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And I assume once they sell out, they're going to sell out. I did check, we are actually recording this on March the 4th, and I did check this evening, and there wasn't any, there were still some available, so I don't think this went as quickly as they thought. I have a feeling it's the $250 price tag that is probably scaring some people off. That seems a little extreme for a magic band and a pin and a popcorn bucket and a name tag and some other things. They don't; those things don't equal $250. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that would be me.
Yeah,
they're just finding great ways to vacuum some more money out of your wallet.
That was really funny. I'm sorry. Okay. So now that I have the giggles, were you done? I'm sorry. Was that all of it?
Oh, I'm done. There's nothing more to say about a $250 okay. merchandise event.
Okay. I'm very excited because we got some news this week from Tokyo Disney. So we want to thank our friend Chris and Trish at TDRExplorer.com. Thank you guys so much for sending us some Tokyo news. We appreciate you. One thing we wanted to share is the Once Upon a Time Special Winter Edition has been extended through July 7th. So Tokyo Disney Resort announced that performances of this show will be extended due to popular demand. While the show contents will remain the same, the title will change on March 21st to Once Upon a Time Special Edition. The special version includes scenes inspired by Frozen and the songs for the first time in forever and Let It Go. And since the debut of this special version of the nighttime entertainment, it has had an unprecedented number of guests visiting the parks just to see it. Tokyo Disney. And this extension will provide even more guests the opportunity to see this spectacular program. And the special version was originally scheduled for a limited period as part of the Tokyo Disneyland special event, Anna and Elsa's Frozen Fantasy. This special event started on January 13th. This technology, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but I think this is very similar technology to what they're kind of going to be doing for the Disneyland 60th anniversary here in the States. Kind of the same thing, that projection mapping stuff. Yeah, so, and if it's doing this good in Tokyo, I can't even imagine how awesome it's going to be here in Disneyland for the anniversary. It's going to be really, really cool. So, and the other thing, if you visit TDRExplorer.com, they've got some great pictures of some construction going on in Tokyo and some Star Wars snow sculptures and Valentine Nights. Photos from their celebration. So go check out their website so you can see all of that. And we'll link to it in the show notes as well. Thank you guys for sending that over. So next up, Tony, we got infotainment, right?
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
Tokyo, Japan, I think we stole their Paint the Night, and we're giving them the show stuff. It looks like it's like a swap of show things going on.
Okay, Paint the Night. Okay,
yeah, so that's... we stole their Paint the Night, so we're giving them, hey, we could teach you how to put things on a castle if you let us have your Paint the Night technology.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah, interesting. And we do have a special guest coming up, hopefully in April, that can tell us all about this good stuff that we're talking about. Praise.
Yes, we are so excited. Yeah. We don't want to give too much away, but we got a really awesome guest coming up in April. Yeah. So stay tuned.
And I have not heard this dude on podcasts, so, or anywhere else for that matter. It'll be fun to have him on.
There you go. Little teaser for everybody.
Yeah. You just have to listen now. So infotainment. Why don't you kind of kick this off, Krista, because this was kind of your little brainstorm.
Okay, so I thought it might be fun to cover our ideas for ways to survive until you can get back to your favorite Disney park. I know it's tough. There's the ticket prices are increasing, and it's, you know, we can't always get to the parks as often as we want. And so we wanted to just give you some tips and ideas for how to make it till next time. So Tony's going to kick it off with his first idea.
The first thing that I used to like to do to kind of get me in the spirit of Disney is just as simple as watch a Disney movie. I am sure if you are a Disney fan, you have a vast collection of Disney movies in your archives. And, you know, maybe you've seen the movie 100 times, which is great. I think that's appropriate. 100 times is at least the minimum. But something I was just actually doing it today again, going back to some of my movies and not watching the movie, but watching some of the extras, you know, the behind the scenes and how they make it and the bloopers and the gag reels and all that kind of stuff that Disney is now putting on these Blu-rays and DVDs. And that kind of gets you in the mood of, you know, kind of being in the parks. Just, you know, you can see the movie, but it's kind of the backstage things and the other things that kind of make up the movie. They kind of give me the feel of like I'm in a park or, you know, I'm at Hollywood Studios seeing things as they might be on a studio lot. That's what I was doing today, actually, with some Disney movies.
Aw, that's really nice. Well, an idea that I had was, how about reading Disney blogs? Tony and I have a few that we're pretty partial to.
Yeah.
In case you haven't heard, Tony runs DisneyByTheNumbers.com, which is an amazing Disney blog. He has not only numbers and figures and stuff like that, but he brings you Disney news, and he has some of the most amazing guest authors that you will ever read content from. And believe me, I've tried to get some of these people to write for me, and they won't do it. They only write for Tony. So definitely check out DisneyByTheNumbers.com. He's got a great site over there. Lots of good stuff to see. And then my little blog is called DisneyWays.com, kind of like Anyways, but it's DisneyWays. And basically, I try to bring you like obscure stuff that you're not going to see online everywhere else. And kind of from my Orlando native perspective, because I'm born and raised here in Orlando, and I kind of see things a little bit differently in the park. I try to bring you that kind of, you know, news and information and stuff like that. In addition, the Disney Parks Podcast, if you like listening to us, you can also read the Disney Parks Podcast online, because we have a Disney Parks Podcast blog. Here again, we have some of the best, amazing guest authors that send us these wonderful posts. We also link to them in the newsletter and stuff like that. So those are our three favorites, but there's tons of Disney blogs out there that will help you stay connected and, you know, bring you news and information from the parks. So that's a good way to kind of satisfy the need to be here until you can come back again.
Also, you know, do your research and make sure that you're looking at a blog that you're interested in and, you know, has a voice that you would like to read. You know, a lot of the blogs out there are sadly not very well done. And on the other hand, there are a lot of blogs that are very well done. I'm just going to name a few of my favorites off the top of my head. There's our friend John Donahue, who does Park Hoppers. There's Amanda Tinney, who does Disney Every Day. Another friend does Run Disney, R.A.D., Rad, Run at Disney, I think, Sarah's blog. So also, the other thing with Disney, it is such a vast community of things. There are also Sarah Norris's blog, Gluten-Free, Dairy-Free at Disney, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, Gluten-Free, Dairy-Free at Disney World. If
at
you WDW. Just Google it.
Yeah. WDW. So if you have a certain topic or niche, handicap and disability, there are cruising ones, there's running ones, there's food ones, there is a niche, a little audience for every kind of Disney thing out there. Search for something that you'll be interested in reading. You know, subscribe to their newsletter, like we hope you subscribe to ours, and things like that. Blogs is great, Krista. I like that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry. And we just want to mention TDRExplorer.com, our Tokyo correspondents, and then Randy's blog too. Randy's, I forgot the name of it, but I'll find it.
Faith in the Magic, something like that.
Yeah, well, that's his book, but he has blogs too. I'm okay. Going to get it. Go ahead.
All right, so the next thing on my list that I used to do when I didn't live down here in Florida, right next to Mickey Mouse's house, was I used to go to the Disney stores. Now, back in the day, the Disney store used to be a great place to visit. And now it's just like, I don't know what it is. It's a kid's kingdom of clothing and princess dresses. And in the middle, you'll find this small round table of adult shirts. And then that's it. There's nothing else in there. There's no snow globes, no art, no paintings, no pictures, no home stuff. It's all just kid stuff. So back in the day, I used to go to the Disney store. And still today, I'm not going to say it's a complete bust. But if you need a Disney fix, if you need to see some Disney movie and hear some Disney music and just be in a Disney place, certainly go to your local mall. I am sure there's a Disney store somewhere near you. I know they had shut them down, and now they're building up the Disney store brand again. I miss my dear friend Jim Fielding, who used to run the Disney stores. He was a great person to chat on Twitter. The current president doesn't seem to be as interested in Twitter as Jim Fielding was, but I am sure if you tweet, I don't know, at Disney Store or whatever, I'm sure they have a Twitter handle that you can, you know, send them stuff. But that is something I used to do. There used to be a great flagship store in Manhattan. It's not a great store now. It's a pretty good store. It's very busy all the time. So if you want to get there, my suggestion is you kind of go early in the morning or a little bit later at night. It seems to be, you know, midday period. It gets pretty crazy and pretty crowded. So also go check out that store, too, if you live in the Manhattan or if you're going to visit Manhattan.
Absolutely. Disney store is so fun. It's almost like a little touch of Disney. I love going there. So another one we want to mention. So, okay. So by the way, Randy's podcast is faithinthemagickingdom.com is his website, which converts over to leavingconformitycoaching.com. So that's the one I was thinking of. But if you go ahead and type in faithinthemagickingdom.com, you'll see Randy's blog. It's really good. He's got a lot of good stuff on there. The next thing we wanted to mention is podcasts. In addition to the Disney Parks podcast, there's tons and tons of great podcasts out there, including Stories of the Magic. So this one is Randy's podcast, storiesofthemagic.com. And then our friends at TDR Explorer also have their own podcast. So you can get your Tokyo Disney news. I think theirs is the only American speaking or English speaking Tokyo Disney news podcast on the web that I'm aware of. It's pretty spectacular. So you can check that out. There's a lot of good podcasts, and it's a great way to just, you know, as you're driving to work or to the gym, maybe listen to a podcast and set of music one day, and you'll feel like you're getting the Disney news, or like, you know, our friend Bob that was on last week said, it kind of makes you feel closer to the parks when you can't be there. And what I like about podcasts is that you can do dishes or laundry or, you know, other things while you're listening to the podcast, and kind of do a multitasking thing, and it kind of takes your mind off of whatever you're doing if whatever you're doing is not a pleasant task. So podcasts are great. We love our Disney podcasts for sure.
Yeah, so we don't have to tell you to listen to a podcast if you're listening to this podcast, because you very already sure. know how to you're, listen to a podcast. But
yes,
if
very
you
true.
Don't know how to listen to a podcast, now's your chance to go tell your friends how to go listen to a podcast. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it from the website. You can listen to it from Stitcher or Downcast or FM Player or all the other gazillion places that Disney Parks podcast is. But also, once again, this is the kind of thing that you want to find that little niche. You know, do you want to hear podcasts about running at Disney? Do you want to hear podcasts about cruising at Disney? Do you want to hear podcasts about Disney World or Disneyland or Tokyo Disney or Paris Disney or whatever it is? Find the podcast that you enjoy. I have a little, I can't say a short list, it's a pretty big list of Disney podcasts that I listen to for various different reasons. You know, whether it's the people that are on it or the content that's on it, those are probably the two things that make me tune into different podcasts. Yep.
Yeah.
I like
good.
That one. It's a good one.
Point. Good point. Yeah. You already know about podcasts if you're listening to the
if
show.
If you're listening to this one, you probably know something about podcasts.
But share with your friends. If they
exactly.
miss Disney, a great thing to do is to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, don't
so.
Be selfish with the Disney Parks podcast. Bring your friends. Share it with your friends. Bring all. Have a Disney Parks podcast listening party at your house. Bring everybody over and have them listen
yeah.
to the show.
We'll come. Let us know.
Yeah. We'll even maybe Skype in with you.
Sure.
Yeah. We got nothing to do. Just sitting here waiting for people to ask me to do things like that. All right. The last thing on my list is the best way, I think, to get over missing Disney is to plan a new trip to Disney. This is the ultimate way to make you feel like you're here, is plan to be here. However you do your planning, and everybody, listen, I have a very long survey with how you guys plan your vacations now. So I plan to hopefully use some of that information that you've given us, and hopefully we can then figure out a way that if you're going to plan this way, we can do things that way. This way we can have the two worlds collide. But and Disney's making it very easy to plan. We had talked about, it was probably last year, that Disney had that savings account. And I should go see if that is still an active, viable solution. But Disney had created a way that each week you can put away money in a savings account that you can use for your Disney vacation, whether it was a cruise, Adventure by Disney, a Disneyland trip, a Disneyland Paris or Tokyo or Disney, wherever it was going to be, they had a savings program. That's a great way to do it. And now with the My Experience app, you can go and you can make your dining reservations, you can make your fast passes. Everything can be done from your phone. You don't even need to get on the internet or your computer anymore. It can be done from the palm of your hand. Start planning your next trip. And if you need help with that, we can help you with that. We have travel agents that we know. Krista would probably be glad to help you plan your trip. We're here every week with infotainment to help you make your next trip to Disney a little bit better experience. Bob said it the last time he was on the show, that he learned some things, and then on his trip, he was able to kind of do those things because of crazy things that we said on the show. We're glad you're listening to the show, and we hope that we can help you plan your next Disney trip and make it super nice and super special.
Absolutely. I love that. The next thing we wanted to mention is YouTube videos. And there's nothing like a ride-through video of Splash Mountain to make you feel like you're on Splash Mountain. So if you go to YouTube.com, type in just about anything Disney that you can think of that you would like to be reminded of, and there's probably a YouTube video all about it. YouTube videos are wonderful, and a lot of times they have really good music too. Like sometimes while I'm working or whatever, I'll let one play and just listen to the Disney music coming out of the YouTube video while I'm working. That's a viable option.
Yeah, something I just read the other day, that Facebook has surpassed YouTube in the amount of video plays per day.
That's crazy. Wow.
Isn't it? That is really nuts. So,
it's because they just started counting them.
And yeah, they also tightened up or loosened up how long a video can go. And I tested this theory, and I posted some videos on the Disney Parks Podcast Facebook page and on the Disney by the Numbers Facebook page to see if I can upload really long some videos that we had. And yes, you can. So I think what we're going to start doing is posting some more videos on Facebook just to give YouTube a good run for their money.
Wow. That is good to know. Well, and the other thing too, like I haven't seen a Facebook video, if it's got like a few seconds of, you know, any kind of music on YouTube now, if you've got a few seconds of music that's not royalty free, you kind of get slapped on the wrist by YouTube. And as far as I can tell, Facebook doesn't do any of that nonsense.
That you can post, correct.
Yeah, so you can post whatever you want and not have to worry about infringing copyright or whatever on Facebook. So maybe that's kind of helping them too get more views. More people are posting their videos. It's easier, and there's just lots of people on Facebook. So,
and here's the other thing: there's no ads embedded in the video,
right? Which I can appreciate that.
Yes, because sometimes now I want to pull my hair out, or what's left of it, because I don't want to watch, you know, a 15-second ad trailer before I get to the content. And I'm really starting to rethink my YouTube strategy and whether it's viable. But anyway, that's a whole social media podcast we can do. Let's get back to the YouTube video thing. But that, Krista, it makes a great point that there are a lot of YouTube channels that have some awesome ride-alongs of all your favorite attractions. And you could really feel like you're, you know, sitting in the front seat of Pirates of the Caribbean or Peter Pan or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and get the feeling like you're, put it in full screen. And nowadays, remember, you can stream these YouTube videos right to your television and watch them on your big 60-inch, you know, widescreen in stereo. You can definitely get your Disney fix by listening and watching some good YouTube videos.
Absolutely.
One other thing about the YouTube videos that we do is our YouTube videos are not videos. They are just audio. If you can't watch or listen to our show on the, I don't know, 12,000 other ways you can watch or listen to the show from like Stitcher and Downcast and all those things, we have the show on a YouTube channel. It is just the audio, and you can certainly play it back there. I know we had some people write to us early on saying that their company did not allow them to certain websites and certain things, but did allow them to go to YouTube for what reason, I don't know. And that's how they listen to our shows. Not all YouTube videos, using my air quotes, are videos. It could be just audio only. It's just another way to watch or listen to many things out there on the internet.
These are just some ideas we had. I'm sure you guys have tons of creative ideas about how to survive until your next Disney trip. We would love to hear from you and some of the fun things that you can suggest, and we'll all get through this together till we can get back to the parks.
Plans and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Kumbaya, Disney. Kumbaya.
We'll light the campfire and roast Mickey shaped marshmallows. It'll be good. I think that wraps up this edition of the Disney Parks Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you in the parks.
Hi, I'm Tony.
And I'm Krista. Tune into our show, Stars and Motor Cars, Saturday afternoons at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio.
Every week, you'll hear us chat with Disney legends, Imagineers, and actors like Pat Carroll, the voice of Ursula.
And I help them?
Yes, I do.
Disney legend and Imagineer Bob Gurr.
Pedro Hare, the voice of Belle.
Feast! Disney Resort TV's Stacey J. Oswald.
And author Ridley Pearson.
And Bill Farmer, the voice of Goofy.
Something wrong here.
And so many more. You'll also hear your favorite Disney Parks Parade music.
Follow us on Twitter at Disney Podcaster and on Facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast.
To get even more Disney fun, download our sister show, the Disney Parks Podcast, on iTunes. Tune in to Stars and Motor Cars, presented by the Disney Parks Podcast, Saturday afternoons at 6 p.m. Eastern,
3 p.m. Pacific, only on Sorcerer Radio.
SRSounds.com.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue. Fate steps in and sees you through.